The Buffalo Bills have wrapped up minicamp after this past week at One Bills Drive. Now, it's the summer and the wait for training camp. You can catch up on any of our minicamp reports from our own Sal Capaccio on WGR550.com. Around the NFL, the league has closed its personal conduct review on free agent wide receiver Stephon Diggs, ruling there was no sufficient evidence of a personal conduct violation. Diggs was released by the New England Patriots back in March. Stanley Cup Final, the Carolina Hurricanes and Vegas Golden Knights will be off until Sunday. Carolina will have the first chance to be able to hoist the cup. They hold the 3-2 series lead. Meanwhile, the NHL has released its end-of-season All-Star teams this afternoon. Sabres defenseman Rasmus Dahlin making the list as a second-team All-Star. He is Buffalo's first player to be named on either the first or second team since Ryan Miller in 2010. The World Cup gets started for the United States this evening. They'll be taking on Paraguay at 9 p.m. tonight. One other game going on in the World Cup today, as it's Canada taking on Bosnia. That one underway right now. This update's brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile since 1935. I'm Derek Kramer. You're listening to WGR.
Not here right now, he's still at work, so I'm gonna bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm gonna see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hello, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Oh, hey now.
Thanks for smelling. No, you really can't. Do we have that yet?
I don't think so.
We don't want that, do we?
I don't. Maybe
it's weird. The room has a weird smell today.
I got here late. Maybe I missed a meeting. I don't know, but I don't think we have smell.
Do you agree?
Cam yet.
You're just going to test it now? Don't you notice that kind of thing it's not a thing?
I didn't notice. Now I'm worried that it's me.
Well.
Because this shirt has just been hanging in the closet since last summer. Like, it was laundered last time I wore it.
Everybody with me.
But it's been hanging for
a while. Is Bobo on the show?
And sometimes, I don't know. So when I do this, when I pull a shirt, like a spring shirt or a summer shirt, out of the closet that's been hanging there a while, I'll put it on, and sometimes I'll get a few hours into my day and realize, like, oh, this is musty. This smells musty. So I'm going to just try to get a spot.
No, don't worry about it.
It could be me. I might be musty.
I might be musty. One of my favorite Judy Collins songs of all time. Play musty for
play
me.
Play musty for me.
The show has never sounded stupider. I think it could be me, but if it's me, I wouldn't be upset.
Okay.
I wouldn't notice it. I wouldn't, right? What does Sarah Silverman say? You can't smell yourself.
Right. Well, that's, but
I don't think it's me.
I think sometimes you can, though.
But I think it's possible. I just got off the mower.
Oh, well, all right. That could be a smell you brought
in here with
you.
Yeah, hopefully it's cut grass, but that wouldn't be unpleasant.
No, that would be fine. I would enjoy that.
You would enjoy that. Boy, you're missing so much not being in this room right
now. Yes, you really are. Yes. No doubt.
I went back and forth on when to cut the grass today. Tomorrow I'm traveling, mm-hmm. and I wanted it was 2 weeks almost. Oof. We're at the, you know how it goes with your lawn. Right when it warms up, it looks like it needs to be cut every other day.
Right.
And then by the time you get to August, it never needs to be cut again. It doesn't grow.
Yeah, mine mostly
anymore.
Turns brown in the July, August
right.
droughts.
So this is one where it's like I went almost 2 weeks, but I didn't want to go any longer. Is it going to rain? So I go to my weather app, which now, 2026, comes with personality.
Oh, swell.
Is it going to rain today? My weather app, I wrote it down, literally says, quote, "The sky can't make up its mind. Honestly, comma, that's perfectly fine."
This is not what I need from a weather app.
It's exactly what I don't need from a weather app. The point of the weather app is to tell you, all right, just what are the odds? I'm not expecting you to know 100% of the time. Just what are the odds?
Yeah, nor am I going to be mad at you if you're wrong. But like, just at least tell me what, you know, what chances there are.
But worse, perfectly fine that they can't decide whether it's going. What's fine about that? Why would that even appeal to me as
I don't know.
Why would it be perfectly fine to tell me that the sky doesn't know if it wants to drop water on
me? That's the kind of thing that would make me want a different weather app.
I know, but you know,
I'm just saying. I mean, I not that I would act on it, but I would be mad.
We're men of habit.
Yeah,
we'd never want to change our
that's right
stuff. So I'm not going to get a new weather app
for sure.
But
I feel that.
So I did, and I might.
No, okay,
but
I got you.
We'll just get through it.
Oh, I see. So you were out in the hot and came here in the clothes you were wearing.
Correct. All well, right. No, I did change my shorts.
Okay.
But not my t-shirt.
I see. All right.
There's not been a shower.
I cut the grass before I took a shower yesterday morning, and it's a good thing I did because I don't have a rider, and it was... Like, I was soaking wet. Like, I had just run 10 miles after it takes me 20 minutes to cut my grass.
You know, I'm remembering now that Dan Leberfeld yesterday described this show as the best sports talk show in New York State. Mm-hmm. And somebody tuned in today just to find out.
Yeah.
Right. And look at what's happened.
What a disappointment.
What does it smell like in there? Did you change your clothes? What's your app say?
When should you cut your grass?
What is this? That's fair. All right. Well, if you're tuning in from somewhere in New York State, somewhere in Dan's territory, because you are, you know, you're intrigued, this may or may not impress you or interest you. But I thought, in the spirit of the 8-team division winner parlays from last week, and maybe reverse power rankings brought to you by Empire Electric, I would put to you the task, and I can, you know, help if you want, but I'm not sure I would want to overrule you on this. The 2026-27 Atlantic Division standings. Shouldn't that be really tough to get right?
Yes.
What do you think will be harder to get right? This or an 8-team NFL division winner?
I think this. To get all the get the teams in the right order, all of them in the right order.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's. I mean, it's going to be so probably very close at the top.
There are no givens.
It's going to be very close everywhere. It'll be close. It'll close. You know, they'll be like there was this year the 3 100 point teams. Although Boston almost made it four, they had 98 points, I think. And there'll probably be three teams that are kind of 90 to 98, like in that range, 90 to 100. I guess I don't need to cut it off at 98. And then a couple of teams just like will be gone.
Really?
Guess. Yeah.
What is
or at least one, maybe. Maybe not two.
What is the safest bet, team and slot of them all? I think I have a guess. But to me, it seems a little bit not safe.
My first instinct is to say Toronto last.
Oh, that's what I thought you might say. But doesn't that seem risky? Like, how safe would that be? Last. Detroit. Boston. We talked about Boston like it was
maybe,
kind of a fluke.
Yeah, maybe not. That wasn't sticky. Yeah.
Ottawa.
I still believe in Ottawa.
Okay.
I definitely believe in Montreal. Toronto, I just don't know what they're going to do with their roster as currently constructed. There's a lot of writing. There has been for maybe a couple of years about needing, you know, they need a lot of things. They need to overhaul their defense core, and they're not capable of really doing it. I don't think.
Why?
They don't have pieces to trade, and I don't think you can go into free agency and you know, like they're talking about trading Riley, who I get if you want to get a new number one defenseman, you should do that, because to me, for a team that's been the level of contender that they've been for the amount of time they've been, him as a number one has never really cut it to me. I just thought he, at least in the last few years, certainly, he's to me way past his prime. And like, but their decor overall is just old and slow. And I don't know what they're going to do about that. Like, there's not, that's not a one-off season fix to me. So I think they're in real trouble there. You know, assuming they keep the peace with Matthews and, you know, keep going. We talked about Matthew Knies yesterday and how it was weird to me that he was on the trade market in the spring. I kind of doubt that he will be now, but I guess he could be. Like, it depends on the an answer to why would you trade Matthew Knies is what I just said about their decor. Like, we need to do something there. So maybe that's a part of that. I don't know. But
what about the first overall pick?
I just don't think I don't expect Gavin McKenna to just show up and put up 60 points.
Okay.
I think he's deserves to be one, not unquestionably. There's a Swedish guy that people are still writing and talking about, but mostly it sounds like it's going to be McKenna. And I don't think he is. I think he's going to be a really nice top line type player. I just don't think it's going to happen. He's not, to me, one of these guys that just shows up and is great.
He's not a needle mover for next year.
Like, I don't think he's the level of prospect Bedard was, even. And Bedard hasn't really blasted off. He's good and it's promising, but it's not like, you know, it's not Celebrini. Like, look, he's already getting MVP votes and stuff.
Even if he were, it'd be hard to necessarily make the argument that that elevates the Leafs significantly.
Yeah. Right.
And you're saying you don't think he will be.
I think every other team in the league sitting here today, now we haven't gone through any of the off-season machinations yet, you know, the trades and the draft and free agency. I think Toronto looks like the most questionable team in the division right now.
Okay.
So if I had to, on June 12th, pick the order of the division, they would be last for me.
And you do.
Right, that's my job.
That's what you're doing right now, is doing that.
I have to do that, right.
All right, so I'm going to make this sort of a team exercise, but I'll go along with you on
that. Okay.
Toronto is eighth.
All right.
Boston did have 100 points.
Well, they did get to 100, okay.
Ottawa had 99.
Okay, wow.
And finished fifth in the division and sixth in the East.
Man, what a strong division that was.
You got to give Carolina, up 3-2 now in the final, credit for that Ottawa series.
I think so.
That's me saying I don't think I was wrong on Ottawa.
Right.
I didn't.
Well, me too. Yeah, I was talking Ottawa up big in the last month of the
season. We wanted to avoid them.
Yeah.
And I didn't pick Carolina in the pool, and I never had a chance to win once they got through the first round because of it. And Ottawa, I thought, if you're going to do that, then bet on Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't get anywhere. My concern, by the way, on the pool aspect of it was that even if they did win, I wasn't sure they would score enough. And that was kind of the Flyers in the end. I had the Flyers too, but then they went into Carolina and didn't score at all. And, you know, I also had Montreal, and they didn't score at all either against Carolina.
Right.
So Vegas has been able to score. Even last night, they got a couple.
Yeah.
But I watched the middle of the game last night. I just loved the 3-1 goal. The Aho goal last night. I thought it was so
hot. Yeah, it was really
hot.
Nice. Yeah.
And it really included an error. You know the play?
Yeah.
The pass comes from behind the net. The wing kind of just whiffs on it, but there's somebody at the point.
Walker, yeah.
Right to Aho, skate, stick. It's Dahlin against Montreal in game 7, where he puts that puck before the goalie can get over.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a super play.
Yeah. Well, you dipped in at a good time, because last night, look, every 7-game series, well, it doesn't have to have duds, but the first 4 games of the series have been some of the best Stanley Cup Finals hockey I can remember watching. They've been just drama, comebacks, pretty plays. Last night was just kind of like I watched the whole thing. That was a beautiful goal. I'm not dinging anyone for the plays they made that resulted in goals, but it was kind of a muddy game.
Well, it was halfway through 1-1, and shots were maybe 12-10. So when I turned it on, I didn't think I'd really miss that much.
Right.
Saw the 2-1 goal. I sort of had a thought on Svechnikov scoring that goal because they just got done saying how he just can't get a bounce. Mm-hmm. And, like, here he is. Here comes the shot. And that one went in for him. And he gets a second one later, right? What's Conn Smythe look like, I wonder? We should talk to Sam about that.
Jordan Staal is getting a lot of love today.
When we talked about this the other day, we got a tweet, like, there's a path for Staal. And I thought it made sense. And then he scores again.
Yeah, it's 5 straight games. Every game of the final, he has scored a goal in.
I'm going to need my guy Stankoven to score 2 in the clincher, I think,
yes,
to have a chance. Yep. I mean, Staal, that was probably great odds.
He's the captain, and he's old, and, like, it's just, he's going to get.
It's the era of Matthew Stafford and John Cooper.
And he's going to, yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, to the Lightning for being one of the all-time great NHL teams.
Yes.
Hart, Vezina, Adams.
Yeah, MVP, Vezina winner, and wow, what a coaching job.
What a coaching job. Yep. What a season. Who will forget it?
Yep. Couple of first team all-stars announced today too. I mean, it falls in line, same 2 guys, the MVP and the goalie.
Did you get Joe's question?
I don't think I got Joe's.
There are 2 other teams in NHL history.
Oh, yeah.
To have Hart, Vezina, Adams.
I saw it. I don't have it memorized. If you know it, go right ahead. It's like historic seasons the teams had both times.
So according to Joe, he put this to me, and I got the first one. 77 Canadians that won, like, almost every game.
Yep.
LaFleur, Dryden, Bowman. And I'm like, all right, feeling good. I got it. There's one more. And he's like, it's kind of a trick question. Well, tell me.
Kansas City Royals.
The Kansas City Royals. Elway, Marino, Herzog. The 97 Sabres.
Oh, wow.
Hashik, Nolan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same guy won.
Hart, Vezina, yep. Jack Adams. Those are the only 2 other teams before Tampa to win all 3. So we're not done here.
No, I know.
That gets tougher.
We only listed 1 team.
Toronto, this year's last place team, next year's last place team. Then what?
Well, you mentioned Detroit, and, you know, they could do well in a Larkin trade. So that's why I don't want to pin them below Toronto, but that is a huge variable, and for that reason, they're the team I would get to next for 7th. Like, is it okay that I'm going bottom to top? Is that
Empire Electric? That's reverse what you power okay. rankings are brought right. to you by your local neighborhood.
Thank you.
Good. Residential electrician.
This totally works. So I think I'll say Detroit.
Okay.
They've got this long streak now. It's at least ten years. Yeah. Of not being in. Their best player and captain wants to leave, and you know that could end up being good for them. But we'll see. There'll probably be futures in there that won't impact them this year. So we'll see how well they do with someone to step in and somewhat replace Dylan Larkin should they make that trade. But I think that's just such a big question that I would say that doesn't go well enough, and they are 7.
6, Boston.
Yes, I agree. This is totally on. You remember we talked to Flutush and Zawa, the beat writer for The Athletic, covers the Bruins. And I asked him, I sort of loaded the question too. It was a little bit like, it was kind of a little jerky, I think. Like, is this real? You know, because I thought there was another step back. You're like, no, you know, they got this and this and this. And, he, you know, that's why it'll, you know, and Higgins looks like a nice player, and that could have an impact. There are decent young players there, but I just don't. I don't believe in it. I just didn't. I didn't think they were that good this year, really, and so I could see a 6th place finish for them.
All right, 5.
Who are some teams who are
Tampa?
Left? Tampa.
Is there ever going to be a downturn? Not yet. Ottawa, Buffalo, Montreal, Tampa, Florida are the 5 teams we haven't slotted yet.
Yeah.
Next year's division standings. It is, who knows? While you're thinking, who would have predicted this year's division standings for this division?
Right. No way.
No way. Florida 7th, isn't necessarily even the craziest. Toronto 8th might be crazier. Buffalo 1st is crazier still.
Yeah.
First, the most optimistic Sabres fan was not calling first place.
No. No.
They were calling wild card.
We were even reluctant to do it when they looked provably good or great, even. Like
I decided I didn't want it.
Right? I wanted it, but I just was like, I don't know, man. 8 points. Yeah, it's a lot of points. I could tell me, you know, then there were games at hand, too, whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's this.
Who's next?
Start flipping coins. I don't know. I don't.
Who,
I really don't know.
Who will be
know.
The favorite? It won't be the Sabres. It'll be Tampa or Montreal.
Tampa or Montreal, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Florida right there. I might even guess that they get the love of a favorite.
The Sabres could be the fourth favorite.
Yeah, they could easily.
Will we be mad at that?
I'm tempted, probably.
Really?
I'm tempted to end this exercise with Florida first. I think they'll. Well, they got a big question in goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so there is that. I should take that into account.
They're kind of old. Marchand? Kind
of, yeah. Barkov's old and coming off a injury. I mean, he's played already, so he's back. You know, he played in the World Championships. I just think they'll be back and rested. And I still feel like there's another strong season in there. But thinking about the division, I wonder how much they'll want to pour into, you know, trying to have 110 points. You know, they might be a team that's old enough to be like, you know, as long as we get to like 100 points, we're fine.
Now, with you know what? I was just thinking when you said that, now that same listener is like, you know what? Dan Leberfeld is right. This is the best sports talk show in New York State.
Who is...
Montreal, Tampa, Buffalo, Ottawa. Let's put Ottawa fifth.
Okay, sure.
What's their claim to hire?
They don't have one.
They have good Fenwick?
99 points. I mean, I liked them. Travis liked them.
Yeah, we like they were good. Yeah, they were good. Right. They could have. Well, you know what? No. I was going to say they could have won the first round. No, they really could not have won the first round. The power play went completely disappeared. Carolina did the same thing they're doing to everybody else, although Vegas is getting through more often, but just you can't get through. So it's like calling us. Ottawa fifth, then.
All right. I'm gonna back way away from Florida winning and say they're fourth.
Good.
Because of this point about like they might just sort of not see the value in killing themselves from October through April.
Okay. So now our top three are the same top three, and the odds of that happening, I bet, are less than 20%. Mm. No matter what the order is. Right? If you could bet.
Yeah.
Well, the same three teams at the top of this division this year be the same three teams next year? No. No. That's the point of the
right.
thought. The exercise here is like, look how many options, many outcomes are possible. So, do you want to put the Sabres third?
Yes. I'll put them third. I'll put Tampa second, and I'll put Montreal first. Like that's how I'm feeling right now.
I don't want Montreal first.
Okay. Well, it is a team effort, so.
Who's their goalie? The guy that didn't play at all?
Probably. I mean, Dolbish will be, you know,
He'll be the opening night starter.
Yes.
All rookie team.
Right. But, all right, this isn't like football, but you put it on the board. By the playoffs next year, Fowler will be their guy.
Canada down in World Cup. First half, 21st minute, Bosnia and Herzegovina scores the first goal in this game in Toronto. So 1-0.
All right, good for me.
Yeah,
I have.
We all have everybody.
I have them in another pool. Yeah, I only have two pools, so I've got six teams.
That's really look and at none of what them are life
the,
you're living,
and none of them are the same.
I've only got two pools for the World Cup. It's only two, everybody. Don't judge me. Sam Panayotovich coming up. He's got a little action on World Cup, he told me. We'll talk to him. Then at 4, it'll be Marty Baron today. I think this is a lot to ask of a guest. Go ahead and do this. 1-8.
oh, I don't want to throw this out.
No, it's like, why did I agree to this?
Yeah. He and Brian will do that on their own show.
He might be watching the soccer game.
I hope he is.
I hope he is too, but I feel like we might be tearing him away from it. We'll find out. So that's the plan. Sammy P. after the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.